May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 328. Afflicted saint, to Christ draw near, thy Saviour's gracious promise hear. His faithful word declares to thee that as thy days, thy strength shall be. Hymn 328.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Psalms, number 32. Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Please turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 10. The Gospel of John, chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf come in, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and know of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And here we will leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us. Help us to pray. Kind, gracious, merciful Lord God, thy kindness and goodness, once again, dear Lord, has been lengthened out to us, and we are favoured and spared once again to come into this, thy house of God, another Sabbath day. Lord, we indeed desire to come, Lord, rendering thanksgiving and praise to thee for all thy goodness, mercy, and all thy kindness bestowed upon us day by day. Lord, and throughout another week and throughout our lives, thy mercies have truly been very great, and they are very great. And dear Lord, we do then humbly acknowledge all thy goodness. And Lord, we do then thank thee, Lord, for the mercies and the benefits. We're blessed with a measure of health and strength, with use of natural faculties, with beds we lie on, a roof over our heads, many, many favours. Lord, this thy house of God, and we have an open Bible, and we have the preaching of the gospel, and dear Lord, and thou hast blessed some of us, dear Lord, with a good hope through grace, that our names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. And Lord, we humbly pray that thou wilt make it known unto each, so that each and every one here, Lord, this Lord's Day morning, may be blessed with a good hope. Through grace, that their names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Dear Lord, to this end, we ask thee to Bless, dear Lord, the services of thy house this day, the preaching of thy word, Lord, that it may be owned, used, blessed of thee, to the strengthening of the faith of thy people, that thou remember them and bless them and be drawn near, favour their souls, them with the riches of thy grace and thy love and mercy. Lord, thou knowest where there's that aching void that this world cannot fill, where a dear soul is found on the stretch to find Christ, determined to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified, whose cry is, gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear, my never ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, do appear. Lord, it may be that there are those, Lord, that come seeking for some evidence, or that their names are found in heaven's Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, then do grant, Lord, these sweet tokens of love and mercy to thy waiting people, Lord. Those that come, Lord, to thy house with a gracious expectancy. Perhaps, Lord, they've come with a who can tell. Will the Lord appear to me today? Will the Lord speak to my soul? Oh, dear Lord, do then hear prayer so that none are sent empty away. Dear Lord Jesus, we think of thee here on earth. Let us not send that great multitude away lest they should faint. Dear Lord, and we ask that thou would not send any away from this house of God today, Lord, without some crumb of mercy from the martyr's table, some droplet of waters from salvation's wells, so that, Lord, they feel to be blessed. They've got something to take home, like a portion of Ruth gathered in the field of a heavenly Boaz. Something to beat out, a handful of purpose. Gracious Lord, do hear prayer, we pray. Oh, then, meet, Lord, dear Lord, we pray, with the cases of thy people, and be gracious to each and all. Lord, where there's that true spiritual hunger and thirst after righteousness, grant a satisfying portion. Grant, dear Lord, that there may be the fulfilling of thy blessed promise. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Lord, do then fulfil thy blessed promise. Dear Lord, we ask and pray in the hearts of thy people here at this day. Then be with us, Lord, and bless. Pardon now, Lord, and forgive every sin, all our iniquity. Sadly, Lord, we've a large catalogue, but we plead with thee to pardon and forgive all. Oh, how thankful we are to read, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And, Lord, we come then, pleading the blood which does for sin atone, the blood whereby the church of God is freed. With one we say, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Hear our prayer. And, oh, dear Lord, oh, for that godly sorrow and repentance over sin. And, dear Lord, that we may know and have the sweet love of God then shed abroad in our hearts, that passes all knowledge and understanding. Hear our prayer. We ask thee, dear Lord, to remember now, once more, dear Lord, this little cause of truth. Do bless them together and do bind them together, Lord, in love and unity in the bond of peace. And do make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Undertake for them. Remember them and bless them. Dear Lord, we think particularly of the little ones. There's the children here, these little ones that are carried in the arms of the parents. Have mercy upon their souls. Oh Lord, may they be, Lord, each found in that covenant of thy grace, born into this world, to be born again of thy blessed spirit. Gracious Lord, do have mercy upon them. And dear Lord, and the children and the young ones here, may they have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Be near them, Lord, we pray. Be gracious, be round about them, help them and bless them. And dear Lord, we ask thee to remember there are those here, Lord, and that the older children, Lord, and the young friends who are university and colleges and so on. We ask them, Lord, to help them at this time and season, Lord, when they have examinations to take. Lord, and oh, that thou wouldst grant them success. Dear Lord, and may they, as they go into those examinations, be looking up unto thee with the Lord, help me. And dear Lord, then do bless. We ask to grant success, and oh, that they shall find suitable employment in the appointed time. That they may, Lord, be found as useful citizens in this our land. And, dear Lord, more, that they may be found useful in the house of God. They may become, Lord, those mothers and fathers in Israel that shall labour and travail to bring forth the spiritual children so that thy name is honoured and glorified here. Lord, do grant them thy help and that blessed aid of thy spirit. Remember them, Lord, and bless them. Be gracious to them and help them. And then, Lord, there are those who are older, and there's the parents, Lord. Oh, and thou knowest their prayers and their desires and requests for their children. Lord, we pray thou wilt be gracious to them as they bear the heat and burden of the day. I do undertake for them. And then, Lord, there are those that are older. They may well feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Oh, thou wilt bless them so that they can say with the hymn writer, and I long to see it for. Oh, dear Lord, may each and every one then, whatever our age may be, indeed be fit and prepared for heaven and for glory. Lord, we know the old must die. But Lord, none of us are too young to die. But then, help us. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform. It's all of grace in Christ's obedience clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I live my head with joy among the sons of God. And now a prayer for any. Our Lord, there are thy people. There may be those here, Lord, or in deep trials, troubles and difficulties. But thou make a way for them. Provide for them. Make thy goodness pass before them. In the way, undertake for them, supply their need, make a way where there seems to be no way. And may they know that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Hear prayer for those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, support, sustain them, hold them up, bless them, be gracious to them. Oh, the widows and the widowers. And those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister. Lord, do be gracious to each and all. Dear Lord, and we pray thou remember then one another, Lord, as we lovingly commit and commend all into thy hands. And then, Lord, also there are those, Dear Lord, in affliction's path, remember them and help them. Lord, undertake for them, supply their need. Lord, and if any, to go in hospital or are found in hospital, Lord, and treatment or operations, we ask that thou wilt bless them and bring them through. And then, Lord, there are those who are afflicted in their minds. We pray for them particularly. Lord, have mercy upon them. Oh, that thou wilt speak the word, so that they're found sitting at thy feet. And there are those, Lord, we think some, dear Lord, particularly the children of thy people, Lord, that are so sadly disabled. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and do help them, and be gracious to them. And now, Lord, we pray thou'lt remember indeed our nation as we need to pray for it, Lord, and oh, that thou wilt govern those that govern us. Overrule, Lord, for our good, and hear prayer, Lord, for prodigals. Have mercy, Lord, upon them. Cause them to hear thy voice. Remember them. And dear Lord, do hear prayer also, we pray. For those in distress, those, Lord, in famine and death and disease, others are persecuted, have mercy upon them and go before them. Do help us then. Now, Lord, do bless thy word this day throughout Zion. Help thy servants, whoever they are and wherever they are. Lord, wherever thy word and truth and thy gospel is preached, oh, we ask, Lord, that thou wilt bless the word of thy grace, that it may bring forth that praise to thy great and holy name. Help us then, dear Lord, we beseech and remember us in thy rich mercy. Lord, and we're only a poor man. Lord, and we need thy help. We need thee, dear Lord, to fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then do come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar, as we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 269. Now shall my inward joys arise and burst into a song. Almighty love inspires my heart and pleasure tunes my tongue. Hymn 269.
dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. May I ask your very prayerful attention again to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verse 3. Deuteronomy, chapter 33, and verse 3. Yea, beloved people, all his saints are in thy hand. They sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive thy words. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. They sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. We said your prayerful attention again. The benefit of those not with us last Lord's Day, we tried to speak from this verse. And we spoke of this first clause, yea, he loved the people. And in that we mentioned his everlasting love, his boundless love, inexpressible love, and other things, my friends, of the great love of God to poor sinners. But you've just been singing that hymn, and my mind immediately went here to Isaiah chapter 49. Where it got here about Zion said, the Lord forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child? Should not have compassion the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Why? Because, behold, thou art that I have graven in the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Which brings us really to the second clause of this text. All his saints are in thy hand. All his saints are in thy hand. And dear soul, what a mercy, dear soul, if you and I are found in the hands of the blessed Saviour and the glorious Redeemer. Yes, there's things here of providence and grace, and we may look at them as the Lord might be pleased to help. But having started here this morning, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hand. You see, it reads, I have, this all, it's already done. It's already accomplished. The foundation of God standeth sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. All his saints are in thy hand. Yes, we mentioned a little last week of being as brands plucked out of the fire. We mentioned, I believe, the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. There was one. Yes, it was plucked as a brand from the burning. But then Isaiah is speaking about those that feel that they are forsaken, that the Lord hath forgotten them. And oh yes, and his love, dear soul, is such that he will indeed comfort their heart. comfort ye my people, saith the Lord God. Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem. What did he tell them? Tell her the warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned, and she hath received at the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Thou grave, I have graven thee in the palms of my hand. I have. It is a grave in the palms of my hand. Why? It speaks and sets forth, does it not, in prophecy of the death and sufferings of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And what did he die there for? For sinners. For sinners. For the worst of sinners. And for those that feel to be out of the way. But here's how, Paul writes to us here in his epistle to the Romans, and in the fifth chapter, he says to us this, "For when ye were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." For when we were yet without strength, that babe that the mother bore, which the Lord says they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Yes, the little ones in Zion. Notice how the weakest and the poorest amongst men and of the children of God is how they are just as precious to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as the Apostle Paul, as Peter, of John, of James, and the others. Oh, yes, dear soul, they are just as precious to Christ as those great apostles. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all. They're all in his hand, it all. They're all in his hand. Yes, when we were yet without strength, the little children, babies here this morning, in many respects, they're without strength. They cannot walk. They need the parents to do everything for them. And our blessed Lord has done everything for them. His saints are in his hand. But scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. All his saints are in thy hand. Yes, without strength. Yes, this woman to bring forth a child. Yet, that graven upon the palms of my hands. When there were those two on that road to Emmaus, and Jesus drew near and went with them, and he communed with them. And why, And they constrained him, didn't they? Oh, abide with us, for the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it reads, and he was made known unto them in the breaking of bread. When those hands were breaking that bread, they saw those hands. Those hands that had been nailed to the cross. The scars were still there. And dear soul, and they're still there. Yes, they're still there. And the blessed Saviour, dear soul, yes, to his little ones. To his little ones. When he looks, when he sees what he suffered for their sin and their iniquity. They may be little and they may be poor. But that doesn't release them from sin, does it? Doesn't release you and I from sin, does it? Is all his saints are in thy hand. They're in thy hand. What did Jesus say there in John 10? That my sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, I and my Father are one. Once in Him forever, and thus the eternal covenant stands. Amen. Yes, a man is able to pluck them out of my hand. There may be some poor, tried, troubled, distressed soul, sinner, here at this Lord's Day morning. Yes. And you may feel, poor soul, that, can ever God dwell here? Perhaps, poor soul, you feel more, dear soul, that you're in Satan's hand. But, you know, mind runs here to this blessed book, Zechariah. And here there's Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Is that you, poor soul? Satan is standing at the right hand to resist. But dear soul, this text says, all his saints are in thy hand. There's a vast difference, dear soul. The accuser of the brethren stands at the right hand. But the blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ claims them to be his by covenant transaction and blood. Says Jesus, my people are mine, their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Yes, dear soul, blessed be his name. The Lord has a word for Satan. Yes. A word for Satan, dear soul, to deliver you and I out of his hand. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? You that feel yourself to be so awful, so bad and so wretched, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? How is a brand plucked out of the fire? Oh, this blessed Lord, this blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer has put forth his hand and plucked this brand out of the fire, and they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. Joshua's clothed in filthy garments. And he stood before the angel, and he answered and spake to those that stood by, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. Behold, I have caused, and he said unto him, oh, that the Lord may be pleased to bless this word to some poor, tried, troubled soul here this morning. Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And he said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they fed a mitre upon him, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Yes, dear soul, the angel of the Lord stands by. Satan, yes, is defeated because Christ has died. Because Christ, dear soul, has made an atonement for sin and uncleanness. And he's paid the price, the redemption of their souls with his blood. All his saints are in thy hand. In thy hand. Oh, and what a mercy to be found in the hands of the blessed Saviour and the glorious Redeemer. Yeah. So there's a poor, weak, one has got no strength. And the Lord has got a purpose of love and mercy to them. There's a poor sinner who Satan stands at the right hand. But the Lord delivers them out of the hands of Satan. Yes, I have loved thee well, my child. He doesn't love your sin and yet mine. And he never will. But blessed be his name. He pardons, he forgives. And their sin and their iniquity shall be remembered no more forever. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, hath quickened us together. By grace ye are saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died, paid that price. That price that was demanded, his own heart. All his saints are in thy hand. But then again, we must come to another view, aspect of this word. All his saints are in thy hand. Everything in your life and mine whether we know it or not, is under his divine control. The psalmist said here in Psalm 31, we read Psalm 32, but Psalm 31, says, verse 15, my times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. And you know, friend, all his saints are in thy hand. What a mercy it is, all of you and I. Because here, it's all, there is this. Yes, whereby it is all, there is this resignation. Submission to the holy mind and will of God. My times are in thy hand. Yes, the dear hymn writer says, doesn't he, in hymn number 64, sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Yes. He that formed in the womb, he shall guide me to the tomb. All my times shall have obey, ordered by his wise decree. Our end, how true it is. Yes, my times are in thy hand. You know, we have, do we not? You see, there's two ways for a moment of looking at this. There's the Lord's hand. Yes, because the Lord tries the righteous. And there's also, dear soul, the Lord's chastening hand. It is how they're both in covenant love. They're both in covenant love. You say, however can God's chastening hand be in covenant love? Well, this all, it's is God's word. It's solemn, but it's true. If ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Friends, solemn God's word is at times. And solemnly, dear soul, it has to be declared. Oh, friends, we can come in, my friends, to all kinds and sorts of trouble and trial and difficulties. If it is all, yes, sometimes it is all, you and I will know it's because of our transgression, because of our sin, of our iniquity, that we're under the chastening hand of God. And dear soul, and that's well when we realise that. That's well when we realise that. Because there's hope, dear soul, that'll bring us right down there to that blessed mercy seat. It'll bring us on our knees. It'll bring us to confession of our sin. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All his saints are in thy hand. Yes, the chastened hand of God in thy hand. Yes. But as the apostles say, about chastening, and if ye be without chastisement. No, that's not the word. But he speaks, my friends, about this chastening, or chastening hand of God. Yes, but say, is it not grievous? But this, oh, you and I'll find it good. Just cannot get this word. Oh, there's chastening this, oh, yes, that will prove not to be grievous. But nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. There it is. Yes, there's an afterward. Because this, oh, yes, we've been brought to the mercy seat. It's wrought that in our heart. You know, dear David, he was in the under the chastening hand of God, wasn't he? Look where it brought him. To acknowledge his sin. His sin is ever before me. Yes. Here in Psalm 32. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Mine iniquity have I not hid. It said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. See, there it is, how is the afterward. Nevertheless, afterward. It yieldeth the peaceful fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Oh, yes, all his saints are in thy hand. You know, and the children of Israel are as a body. Individually, David, yes. And we can think of others. We think of Jonah, can we not? Yes. But collective, here's the body of the children of Israel. What did they do? They murmured. They complained. Our soul loatheth this light bread. What did the Lord do? He sent fiery serpents amongst them to bite them. Ah, yes, dear soul. But his love, his pity, his compassion, dear soul, is such that when they cried, he informed Moses to make a serpent light in the pit, and whosoever looked should be made whole. All his saints are in thy hand. But he said there was two sides to this. Friends, yes, the Lord tries the righteous. All his saints are in thy hand. It is how we may come into a trial. Into some deep waters. And yet, this all, it doesn't mean that I don't mean that we're sin free. Please don't misunderstand me. But it's not the Lord's chastening hand. The Lord tries the righteous. The disciples, you know, the Lord had fed the multitude, and he bid the disciples to get into the boat and to go over to the other side. And I think one of the Gospels says he constrained them to get into a boat and to go over to the other side. And they went. There's no disobedience there. And yet, there they were, in the middle of that sea, and a wind blows up. That little vessel is tossed like a cork in the middle of the lake. There they are in toiling and rowing. Oh, if only we had stayed where we were, we wouldn't be in this trouble. We wouldn't be in this distress. If only we'd waited. If only, if only, if only. Oh, dear soul. You went because the Lord constrained you. Dear soul, say, there was a blessing there. There is a blessing there. There was Jesus at the top of the mountain, and he looks down. He saw the disciples in the middle of the lake toiling and rowing. You know, he didn't say, you get on with it. No. No, because he loved them and he came where they were. Lauren, you know, you see, in the middle of that storm, the middle of that trial, right in the centre of it, dear soul, the Lord appeared. Dear soul, do you know what it is? To be in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a trial, the Lord appears. It is I. Be not afraid. All his saints are in thy hand. All his saints are in thy hand. Aren't, you know, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee, he'll not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Dear Abraham, all his saints are in thy hand. Now, Abraham, you go and offer up thy son, thine only son. An altar I will, on a mountain I will show thee up. Abraham goes. Oh, what a trial. Does this not bring forth that point? Yes, the Lord trying the righteous. No disobedience here, was there, with dear Abraham? Oh, and yes. Isaac, Father, here's the wood and the fire and so on. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? My son, God will provide. All his saints are in thy hand. God will provide. God does provide. Yesterday, the Lord took my first wife. What am I to do? While they yet calling, I will answer. As you know, the Lord provided me, unworthy me, with another wife. Yes, dear soul, and he's still the same. Dear soul, he's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, all his saints are in thy hand. Oh, you may been or are, but it is all in some deep, deep darkness, some distress, some trying perplexity. It is all death. You know, the day will come, dear soul, when you'll look again at Deuteronomy chapter 8, and thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. What for? To humble thee, to prove thee, know what was in thine heart, whether thou serve the Lord or no. All his saints are in thy hand. Amen. Again, why, it's all, there's a committing. There's a committing of your way and my way, your path, my path, into God's hand. And leaving it with him. And that's not the easy bit. Oh, friends, how many times this old you and I are, we go to the throne of grace. Oh, Lord, do undertake for me. Do this for me, Lord, do appear for me. But dear soul, I know I put this simply, but dear soul, you know, we don't leave it there, do we? We don't leave it there. We bring it away again. Why? Because of something in your heart and mind called unbelief. Yes, friends. Do we really trust in him? All his saints are in thy hand. All his saints are in thy hand. Yes, dear soul, and about some of the deeper things in providence as well. Yeah, the Lord will provide. Yes, and the Lord provided there that ram caught in the thicket. And which was offered as a sacrifice instead of his son, Isaac. But the Lord will provide. All his saints are in thy hand. We were saying a little this morning over the breakfast table about one or two that we have known in the past, where one dear mother, yes, you know, there was the family, father was out of work, she says, well, the only thing I've supplied today is the gravy. Oh, and it's real things, aren't they? They're real things. All his saints are in thy hand. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus the Lord. And I venture to say this, dear soul, when if you should have to walk in some of these deeper providential paths and prove this good hand of thy God, so I'll tell you what will happen, or what you'll be able to say in years to come. Oh, how near the Lord you live.
you perhaps don't see it at the present day, dear soul. But remembering all the way, all his saints are in thy hand. Yes, and speaking years to come, to his honour and his glory and his praise, how the Lord appeared, supplied your need, opened his good hand toward you. All his saints are in thy hand. And then there's another thought just comes to mind. All his saints are in thy hand. Again, there's some deep things. But, you know, there were Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. And in one respect, my friends, there they are in the hands and at the mercy of Nebuchadnezzar. We be not careful to answer thee in this matter. Because we will not bow down to thee. They answered Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If so be our God. For and here were the three men, yes, that were committing their way unto the Lord, that were trusting in the Lord, that were casting all their care upon him. Yes, if so be, our God whom we serve is able. Is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto the king that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Oh, the fury that's found with Nebuchadnezzar. Heat that furnace up seven times more and this won't be heated. And now cast these three men into the midst of the fire. All his saints are in thy hand. What does that hymn say, 64? Not a single shaft can hit until the God of love sees fit. No. All his saints are in thy hand. Yes, but what happens? The bonds are loosed, but there's not the smell of singeing, burning upon them. Did we not cast three men into the fire? No. And they have no hurt, and the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Now that has always amazed me. Here is an ungodly heathen. Nebuchadnezzar. Here's three men that is cast into the burning fiery furnace. He's looking down at them in amazement. And there's a fourth. All his saints are in thy hand. And is like unto the Son of God. Ah, yes, you can read the chapter at your leisure. To Daniel 3. The same when Daniel goes in the den, isn't it? Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee out of the mouth of the lions. And deliver thee out of the hand of these persecutors. You know, it wasn't the King Darius there, was it? That wanted Daniel to be cast into the den of lions. No, but it was his persecutors. this hour have you got some persecutors to die? Or that, shall we say, demand your blood? They want you out of the way. All his saints are in thy hand. Dear soul, Daniel's God still lives. Daniel's God still lives. And he's still the same. And he's still able. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand. Well, I feel I failed again, but friends, whatever you, poor soul, may be in, that you may be able to leave it, commit it into God's hand, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Just remember, and all his saints are in thy hand. All his saints are in thy hand. One closing thought. It goes back really to where we began this morning, but Malachi, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him, that for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Dear soul, perhaps you can only claim this, that you think upon his name. But what is the word of the Lord? And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jaws. And they shall be mine in his hand. Satan stands at the right hand, but the Lord plucks them out of the hand. By the hand, blessed be his name. Well, the Lord make up where we failed. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £812, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Sayers will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Mercer next Lord's Day, if the Lord will. And the collections today are for Christian Concern for Our Nation and the Christian Legal Centre. And our friends at Penstanton hope to hold their special prayer meeting on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 416. We may not be able to sing this hymn with confidence, but may we sing it with desire, and that the Lord will reveal these things to us. Let us love and sing and wonder. Let us praise the Saviour's name. He has hushed the Lord's loud thunder. He has quenched Mount Sinai's flame. He has washed us in his blood. He has brought us home to God. Hymn 416.
remainder of this day and be our helper. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.